Welcome to All In with Ali, the podcast for female entrepreneurs and business owners who are ready to create the life and business of their dreams. I am so happy you're here. Do you like that cool new intro? I had to do that for YouTube for all four of my subscribers. Hey, YouTube. Yeah, we're still doing YouTube. We're all in, you know. I'm giving it a fair shot. I thought I was going to let it go this year, but Kate and Philip, my podcast crew, they were like, "Nah, we're going to keep going. We're going to keep trying, fighting the good fight." So, I trust them, and here we are. I have my new neon. If you're one of those four subscribers on YouTube, you can see it. It's gorgeous. So, I don't have to have like the weirdest setup ever. Again, so happy you're here wherever you're listening to this on. I hope you are having a really great week. I personally am feeling pretty good. I had a family member reach out and they're like, "Hey, how are you doing? It's winter. You know, sometimes I get like a little bit of seasonal depression, not to mention like postpartum, not to mention, you know, losing a parent and all things." And I told him, I feel like I'm doing really, really well. I'm good. I have my moments. I have my days, but luckily they're really isolated. So I am celebrating that. I hope you are doing well. I hope you are feeling optimistic and excited about the new year still and what's to come. So today I have a pretty fun episode for you. We are going to walk through step by step how to hook your audience's attention and hold it. How to leave the people captivated. Okay. How to be so good online that they cannot look away. So, why we want to do this is because if you're listening to this, chances are you have a business or you're building a brand to introduce a business here soon. And what you're going to find out very, very soon, or you already know, is that for people to want to buy from you and for people to have the opportunity to buy from you, they need to be watching you. I said on my stories yesterday, it doesn't matter how good of a product you have or how good you are at sales if we don't have some sort of audience, and it doesn't have to be big, by the way, but some sort of audience that's paying attention, that's tuning in daily-ish and actually likes to follow along with you and see what you're up to and keep up with your shenanigans, whatever those look like. If you don't have that, it's going to be very, very difficult, or at least more difficult, to make money online. And it can be very easy and a lot easier to make money online when you have that attention, right? Like imagine performing on a stage in a theater and nobody's there to watch. Like that's what it feels like. That's not the move. We want people watching us, believe it or not, at least if you're wanting to monetize your stuff. So the golden rule of online business is if you have their attention, you can have their sale. Okay. So there's two steps there. There's the getting and having of the attention, and then there's the selling piece. We need to know how to do both. But for these purposes, for today, I'm going to walk you through four steps on how to captivate. Okay. I love that word. Such a sexy word. Captivate. Captivate, in case you're wondering, means to attract and hold interest. Charm. What I love so much about that definition is the attract piece. I'm a big proponent for attracting. You're not going to catch me chasing people down. You're not going to catch me following and unfollowing and playing the game online. I create. And what I create is meant to get people's attention, bring them to me. And then my job is to show up on a daily-ish basis and keep them captivated. That's my job. And then to talk about my business and what I have to offer as I feel inspired. So the cool part about captivating is that attracting piece. It makes it so much easier. If you are not maximizing your ability to create something online that pulls people to you, you're doing it wrong. Like at this point, you're doing it wrong. It could be so much easier for you. And a lot of people, they might argue that and be like, no, actually I have a great system for reaching out and following up and, you know, all the things. And that's fine. And if you enjoy that game, if that lights you up, seriously, always do you. Like, who cares what I say? Who cares what anybody says? But if you don't enjoy that, I'm here to tell you it can be so much easier, but there is a strategy to it. There is an understanding and an awareness, unless you just do it naturally and you don't have to think about it, which many people do, but there is a strategy to this. And that is what we are going to talk about today. So what's cool is I have made over $1 million doing what I'm about to break down for you in this episode. Over $1 million over the course of 2 years, 2021 and 2022, I made, what did I make? $1.2 million, 99% of from the strategy that I'm going to be breaking down for you today. That's no lie. That's no gimmick. That's no fluff. That's a freaking fact. Okay. Now there, that other 1%, there's a lot that goes into that for sure. But a big piece of it is because I make most of my sales via social media, especially through Instagram, especially through my stories. And again, I can't get a sale if y'all aren't watching me. That's not a thing. This podcast helps, but like, I'm not at that level yet where this podcast is necessarily paying the bills. We're getting there. That's a goal. But most of what I've created, most is from what I'm about to teach you right now. 4 steps. So heads up, I've created a training on this, a step-by-step program on how to go deeper and do like more of what we're going to talk about today on this episode. And it's called Captivate. And by the time you hear this, it's enrolling. You can sign up for it now, and it's going to be available on February 6th. So Captivate is a personal branding training that takes you through how to strategically make money by being you. Like, how badass is that? By being who you are, you make money. That is what I am teaching you. So I'm teaching you how to hold the attention, get the sales all on social media. That program is called Captivate, and you can join us now. And if you're listening on or after February 6, 2023, it is available immediately. So go to the show notes to check that out. We're going to cover a lot in this, but there's only so much that I can cover. So if you want more and you want to go deeper and you desire more of like a step-by-step, hands-on, hand-holding approach to this conversation, also more on the sales piece too, definitely check out Captivate, and you can see that in the show notes. Okay, so how do we captivate? What do we do? What's the process? So number one, the very first rule of captivating is we don't try and captivate. The first rule of Fight Club is we don't talk about Fight Club. It's you don't try, right? Like, you don't go on your stories and you're like, okay, deep breath. I am going to captivate. I'm getting into the vibes of captivating. Oh, I'm about to captivate. No, we don't. No. Okay. The effort of trying to hold attention is actually a repellent. I'm sure you've experienced this in some way, either yourself or somewhere online. You have come across people where it's like trying a little too hard, right? You can't try to captivate. Captivating is it's an effortlessness. It's an energy. It's a vibe. It's an accidental, beautiful gift that happens when you're just doing you and you give very little F's about it, right? And you know what I'm saying? Like, when you just come on and you're like, hey, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm up to. And there's no, it's just like, you know, it's that feeling of like you're talking to a friend, you're talking to a family member that you're very comfortable with. You're not picturing hundreds, thousands, dozens of people watching you. You're just doing you. And because of that, you become effortlessly captivating. So the number one rule here is we don't try, okay? We do the number two rule really well, which is where we hurry up and get comfortable being exactly who the F we are. Okay. So rule number two is hurry up and be exactly who you are. This is the secret to everything. I really do believe like the more that I'm on this planet and I do the self work and the inner work and I read the books and all the things, like it's such a code. When you unlock this, you unlock so much magic in your life. I have experienced this. I'm like an onion in a sense that like I'm always peeling back layers and getting a little bit more comfortable. I think there, you know, we've talked about this before on this podcast, but there are people who are just so chill being who they are and don't care what people think. And I admire that so much because I lack that gene, but I'm getting better with awareness. You can grow. So yeah. So the first, when you aren't trying, right, that's where you, that attraction energy kind of snaps on, right? There are so many like different ways that you experience this too. You know, it's almost like another example would be dating. We've all dated people who try a little too hard, who are like trying too hard to impress us, trying too hard to captivate us. And it's like, it's a little bit of a turnoff. It's like, okay, chill, just relax, you know? But whenever you meet somebody who, I mean, they care. I'm not saying don't care, but the trying, that like super intentional effort piece. And I think what I mean by effort here is like faux effort, faux, you know, like trying to be something that you're not with the goal of being liked. That's not the move. All right. So when you hurry up and become and just step into and allow yourself to shine as who you are, this is what gets the attention. This is like you've unlocked the code and all of a sudden you are emitting this higher energy frequency that the right people cannot avoid, cannot miss, and the wrong people will want to avoid and will want to miss. And we'll talk about that in just a second. But here's how I think about this. Okay. Here's my personal belief around this, and you can take it or leave it, but I've thought a lot about this, especially on my own journey. I truly believe God, source, whoever you pray to, made you perfectly, made you, you know how they say like God makes no mistakes. Like to me, no matter how you were created, with down to everything, the dimple on your face, the weird way that you say words, the, if you, you know, mental health issues, the, you know, the family, right? Like everything was given to you so perfectly and so intentionally. You were given a life, you were given parents, you were given experiences, good, bad, ugly, everything in between, on purpose. None of it was on accident. None of it was missed, right? Or unintentional. It was all meant to shape you into the human that you were brought to this planet to be. So I probably love this thought because I personally have experienced a lot of trauma, especially as a kid, right? Like I've lost two siblings. I've experienced physical and mental abuse. There are a lot of things that I've gone through in my life, and that's just like a tip of the iceberg right there. And it gives me a lot of peace to realize that like, okay, while I wouldn't want my kids to experience that. I can appreciate that those experiences give me an edge, right? I've seen some things, I've been through some things, and it, to me, it gives me what I perceive as an edge, what I perceive as an attitude, an approach, a, you know, an overall vibe to how I approach life because of what I've experienced as a human. And that makes me who I am. And the more that I let that out, the more people that are meant to find me, that are meant to hear what I have to say and the things that I have to say in the way that I have to say them, the more that I am who I am and that frequency and that energy gets stronger, the more that I magnetize those people who are looking for me. And the same exact thing is true for you too. The exact same thing. So you don't have to go through trauma to be a badass and to be like a really cool person. There are a lot of people too who had super chill. I mean, we've all experienced our own fair share of things, and it's all personal and objective, you know? So like, it doesn't, everybody experiences their own stuff, obviously, but no matter what that looks like for you, it was all, I truly believe it is all on purpose to land you here in this moment right now, being exactly who you are. Exactly. There is a reason for why you talk the way you do. You like the things that you like. You dislike the things that you like. There's a reason why the things that trigger you, the things that upset you, do that to you and not to maybe me or somebody else. There's a reason why you want to travel to the places that you want to travel. There's a reason why you want to stay the places that you want to stay. All of it. It's all added up to where you are right now on purpose. So if we take that perspective and we apply it to our businesses online, to me, there's a reason why you started your business. There's a reason why you want to grow your business online. All of that's on purpose too. So to me, it doesn't make sense that you would get yourself to this point with the life that you were given, with the experiences that you were given, with all of the traits that you have and the DNA that you were given, to then go online and be something different. That doesn't make sense, right? If you think about it, like God's sitting up there like, wait, girl, what are you doing? That's not, you're going off script. Like, no, we're not improvising right now. I know what I was doing here. And wait, what is that voice that you're doing in your stories? Why are you making those hand moments? Wait, okay. You're sounding a lot like this chick. I made her on purpose. I didn't do that to you. Why are you saying it that way? Say it the way that you would normally say it. Like, stop. You know, like, think about it. Just think about it. So I truly believe that the more that you allow yourself to shine, the stronger the attraction becomes, and vice versa. The more that you don't let yourself be fully you and own who you are. And this doesn't mean that you have to come out and share like every single thing that's happened to you and all of your personal stuff. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is like, just you as a person, the more that you show up with any kind of mask, I believe that this dims and lowers your energetic frequency as well. Because people aren't meant to find that person. If they were meant to find that person, that's who you would be normally. That's who you would be naturally, effortlessly. But you trying to be something that you're not, that's, you're missing the point. You're missing, it could be so much better. It could be so much easier. Right? Now, we have to also remember the repelling factor too. I've talked about this in a few different episodes. The way that I think about this is like a magnet, right? All magnets, it has a positive and a negative, a polarizing and attracting side, right? Is that true? I don't know. That's the way that I think about it. But anyway, right? So like the stronger the magnet, the more that you are who you are, and the more that you start attracting people in droves that are like, oh my gosh, I love this chick. I love how honest she is. I love the way she acts. I love her quirkiness or her awkwardness, or I love how dry she is or how goofy she is or how bitchy she is, right? Like the more that you are, you're going to start attracting these people. And it is impossible to attract people without repelling people to. We have to remember this. If you are not repelling people, chances are you're really not doing a good job attracting people either. That means we're being too vanilla, we're being too not ourselves, whatever that looks like. To have us, and I want to say this too, to have a successful business, to be captivating to the point that you are creating and making sales in a sustainable and profitable way for your business online, that doesn't mean that you need to be over the top. That doesn't mean that you need to be like this crazy personality or anything. I mean, you can go and find examples of very successful business owners all over the planet, all with very different vibes that are all equally or even more, you know, more successful in their own right. And they're just, they're who they are. Like I said, bitchy, smart, dopey, silly, serious, dry, whatever. Like, you can find examples for this, okay? So if you're being vanilla, you're not allowing yourself to like fully come out and be who you are, people aren't going to be mad at you, right? You're going to be flying under the radar. They're going to be like, oh yeah, there she is. Yeah, that's nice. Okay, skip. But they're not going to be like, I have to go see what so-and-so is up to. What is she doing? What's she wearing today? What silly story is she going to tell us today? What is she eating? I just love her story. I don't know why. I just love them. It's captivating, you know? So the more that you're able to do that, you're going to, and the more that you start actually like magnetizing the right people, you're going to notice a little bit of repelling, sometimes a lot of repelling too, because we're not all here to like each other. Crazy, but it's true, right? I'm not on this planet to be liked by every single person. Neither are you. So the bigger that you get, the more that your light shines, the more that the right people can find you, but also the quote wrong people, the people that don't vibe with you, that aren't wanting to follow along with your particular thing, they're going to see you too. And unfortunately, sometimes they're vocal about it. So I want to say that because if you do, or if you have gotten some hate for being just who you are, don't take this as a sign that you shouldn't do that anymore. If anything, it's a sign that you're on the right track, because in the same way that you can't magnetize without repelling, you cannot repel without magnetizing. So the next troll, the next hater that you get, pat yourself on the back. We're on the right track and keep it moving. So that's number two. How to get the attention is to be more of who the F you are. Step number three. This is going to also get the attention and it helps you stand out. So the third step is you want to set the vibe that you would want to follow aesthetically. There is a strategy to this. There is a strategy to the fonts that you use, the way that your profile looks, the filters that you use. If there isn't, if it's working for you, great. But if things haven't quite clicked into place in terms of your sales, in terms of your business online, then give this a look. Instagram is still a very aesthetic platform. People love the aesthetics. People, and especially women, right? Like we are picky who we follow oftentimes. If somebody comes across and, you know, my feed and I see that they follow me and I tap on their profile, if their profile's janky and it just like, it looks like a random personal account, I'm not going to follow you. Why would I follow a personal account if I don't know who you are personally? This doesn't make sense. I'm a creator here, you know, and so are you. So keep that in mind. Aesthetics do matter. That doesn't mean that you need to have like the most beautiful profile that there's ever been. It doesn't mean that your profile needs to look like mine or somebody else that you look up to. The way that I like to think about this is set the aesthetic, create the vibe that you would want to follow, because I believe that the things that you are attracted to, people that are meant to find you will kind of also be attracted to it too. You see what I'm saying? Like whenever I changed my aesthetic and like my color scheme and started playing, I noticed like a lot of people started mentioning it and bringing it up. And people to this day are still like, I love, you know, the vibe of your feed. And I'm sure some people, some of you don't, and that's okay. But again, I'm sure you appreciate that I don't look like some random personal account, right? So the second piece of this, when you set an aesthetic that you would also want to follow, this is going to attract more people who aren't following you yet. And I also think it helps you, again, it helps you stand out because it is what it is. There's a lot of competition out there. There's a lot of businesses that sell what it is that you sell who are also vying for the same attention that you are vying for, that I am vying for. So we need some things in place that are just going to help us a little bit more stand out. You being you, nobody else is that. That is like your God-given differentiator. The best differentiator you could ever ask for is you being you. And we could pour a little gasoline on that fire with the aesthetic piece. So I wanted to mention it here because to me that does, it does lend to an overall captivation situation that happens, especially online on, you know, on any platform, but especially on Instagram. Okay. So that's the third piece. And then the fourth piece, this is going to help you hold that attention. So we need to get the attention, right? We need to stand out. We need people to see us and be like, ooh, I want to follow along, or, oh, I've never seen her stories before. This is so interesting. And then once they're there, we want them to get cozy. We want them to want to follow along with you so that you are one of those first little bubbles that pops up whenever they get on Instagram every day. You know what I mean? Like everybody has that person or those, you know, few people that like they're checking in every day. The algorithm makes sure that they don't miss what's going on in that person's world. You want to be that person for them. And how you do that is you hold the attention. We got to get it and we got to hold it. So how I go about this and how I would recommend you go about it is to be intentional about rounding out the conversation. So what I mean by that is the reason why you're listening to this episode and probably my podcast in general is, again, because you have some sort of business. Our businesses need sales. We know this. But we also have to understand that not everybody is as obsessed with our business and things related to our business as we are. And that's okay. That doesn't mean that they don't need it as much as they do or anything like that. It doesn't take away from how valuable what it is that you sell is just because people don't want to hear it every single day, all day long. So think about it. Let's say, perfect example, I'm about to speak on stage at a conference in March. Okay. So I'm starting to get into the vibe of preparing for that speech and like what I'm going to talk about. So let's say that I wanted to hire a mentor, like some sort of coach on stage presence and how to speak on stage and, you know, do that whole thing to the best of my ability. So let's say I know somebody and I'm like, okay, this chick, she's like best in the business. I think I want to possibly hire her. Right. So I find this chick and I'm like, okay, she's up there. I might hire her. But then let's say there's somebody else too. Right. She has a little bit of competition. And this is like the other person that you would want to hire if you were wanting to speak on stage. And she also has her own approach to it. So I'm like, okay, I don't know which one I'm going to hire yet. So I'm just going to like feel them both out. So they both have gotten my attention for whatever reason. Okay. Now, chick number one, I go on her stories and I'm just like, yeah, I'm not ready to hire her today. So I'm just like perusing her stories. And all she's talking about nonstop is stage presence and how to speak and how to remember your words and how to move across the stage and how to make powerful pauses and how to, you know, whatever else we want to do on stage. I don't really know. But that's it. I'd be like, cool. Love that. Next. And I would just like skip to the next story because I'm not looking to hire her today. And like, that's valuable. And I might like listen for a couple of slides and be like, oh, that's a really good tip. I need to write that down. Okay. Anyway, what's so-and-so up to? And I'm going to move on to her story. Why? Because yes, I need help on stage, but I'm not obsessed. I don't want to like talk about it all day. You know, like I need it. I don't want to talk about it all day. So then I go to chick number two. I'm like, oh, there's chick number two. What's she up to? And she's talking about these new shoes that she got at Nordstrom. And she's telling this like crazy story about how when she was buying the shoes, the heel broke and she fell, but she didn't hurt herself. But then she met the man of her dreams and she's like telling this captivating story that has nothing to do with anything related to me, but like I am enthralled. I need to know the end of this story. She's telling it really well and she's having a good time. She's goofy and she's just like, you know, not even trying, doing her thing. I'm like, I really like this chick. Cool. Move on. But because I spent more time in her stories, guess whose bubble is going to pop up the next day first? Chick number two. Right? What's she up to today? Oh, she gave me a little tip on my speech. And she's talking about how she bought this new salsa from Trader Joe's. And I'm going to go to Trader Joe's later. So I need to pick up that salsa. Okay, cool. I need to make a note of that. Oh, what else is she up to? She has a really cute kid. I have a kid. Oh, look at our kids. Our kids are about the same age. Oh, she just shared a cool little, I don't freaking know, toy for her kid. I need that toy. Okay. I scroll to chick number one. She's still freaking talking about speeches. And I'm like, ah, moving on. Okay. Who do you think I'm going to hire? Likely. Who do you think I'm going to hire at the end of that? You might be thinking chick number one, because she talks about her business all the dang time, but I'm probably going to hire chick number two. Why? Because I know she also knows her stuff because she talks about it and she's done a good job presenting herself and all, like there's other things to consider too. And I like her. I know she has a kid around the same age as my kid. She's got a good taste in shoe. She just met the love of her life and now I'm invested in her relationship. I need to know what's going on. Are they going to stay together? Are they going to break up? Like, what's up? I want to be invited to that wedding. You know, she shops at Trader Joe's and I wish I could shop at Trader Joe's, but I live in a small town and we don't have one and it hurts my heart. But like, if we had one, I'd also shop there. You see, I like her. So before I hire either one of these chicks, I'm going to start seeing more of one of their stories. And the one that I'm going to see more stories on is the one that I'm interacting with the most, the one that I'm paying attention to the most. So I'm likely going to hire chick number two because she sells very similar, the same thing that chick number one does, but I'm more invested and I just like her. So now I feel like a loyalty to her in a way. And I'm like, cool, let's go. I want to work with you. That's how it can be for us too. So you can be wildly passionate about what you sell. And I hope that you are. If you're not, sell something else. But that doesn't mean that you need to talk about it all the freaking time. Like that might light you up, but to the average person, even again, if they need what it is you have to offer, you're going to bore them to death. So when you round out the conversation simply by like, it doesn't have to be anything, right? Like talk about what you're up to. What did you watch on TV? What are you up to today? What crazy thing happened yesterday? What's a cool hack that you learned? What's a song that helped you work out and feel super powerful? I don't know. What workout set did you get? What workout did you do? What recipe have you used lately? Right? Just like the most simple things. I talk to women all the time. They're like, yeah, but my life's boring. I'm not like traveling the world. And I'm like, I'm not either. But we have other things to share. We are a lot more than our business. We are a lot more than our kids. We are a lot more than the partner to our spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend or whomever. We bring a lot to the table. And a lot of these things, like start to pay attention to the things that you pay attention to online, to the things that you just like scrolling and kind of like lighthearted watch. It's not groundbreaking. It's all a bunch of like, hey, here's a cool little YouTube short that I found. Hey, here's a funny meme. Here's a recipe that I found. Here is a nail polish that I'm loving right now. Look at this nail shape. Hey, if you're ever in this town, stop by this restaurant because we just went there and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's captivating. Everyday life is captivating. Seeing life through somebody else's lens is captivating. It's escapism. Okay. So if you're having a hard time holding people's attention, try that. You don't have to not talk about your business. Okay. But just round it out. Talk about other things. Lately, I've been sharing about how I've been switching out a lot of products in our household to non-toxic. And like, I've been on this journey for a little bit, but lately it started with, I found this app called Yuka. I don't even know how I found it. Somebody shared it on Instagram. Thank you. Somebody rounded out the conversation and shared the Yuka app, and I downloaded it and started scanning things in my house. And I found out that Native deodorant is a big no-no. It's like not good for you, which is baloney. And you know, the short of that is they were bought by Procter & Gamble and they added some chemicals, I guess, that they weren't using prior. And it's just, it's a shitty situation, you know? But I was like, oh my gosh, this kind of rocked my world a little bit. Like what else am I using thinking that I'm okay and I'm doing the right thing and it's actually not okay? So I just started sharing this in my stories and my engagement blew the F up. It opened up so many conversations with so many of you who maybe we've never spoken before, or it's been a minute since we've spoken, or, you know, we're talking all the time and now we're talking about something else. But this is something like it shook my world, so I knew it would shake yours too. I knew if I was this interested and invested in this, chances are you probably are too, and you would want to know what I'm finding out too. So I was like, cool, I'm just going to kind of take you on this journey. And I've been sharing like some of the products that I've been switching out and other things, like takes 2 seconds to do. I'm already doing this stuff anyway. I'm just sharing it online and my engagement has been through the roof. And then guess what happens after that? After I share something that gets a ton of views, that gets a ton of comments and engagement from a lot of you, because you also would like to guard yourself from cancer-causing products, then I talk about my business and my views are so high, my engagement is so high. Now a bunch of new people are seeing the new program that I'm launching and the membership that I'm launching, right? You see how that works? So it's kind of like the first rule on captivating, like you don't try and captivate. You don't want to over orchestrate this. You don't want to be gimmicky and be, you know, have like a shtick where it's like, okay, what can I talk about today for the purpose of getting people watching my stuff so that then they hear what I have to sell? Because in the same way that we can tell that you're trying too hard to like captivate us, we can also tell too hard that like, you know, it just, it can be as effortless as you just being who you are is also rounding out the conversation. It can be just as effortless. So what I recommend is just talk about the things that you're genuinely doing right now, that you're genuinely interested in. Try that. I'm telling you, it freaking works. Okay. So that's it. 4 steps. We'll go through them again. The number one, first rule of captivating is you don't try and captivate. Number two, you hurry up and be exactly who you are. Number three, you set the vibe aesthetically that you would also want to follow. And number four, you round out the conversation so you don't bore people to death, but then also so that you get higher views on the thing that you are interested in, which is your business. Simple as that. Give this a shot. If you haven't done some of these things, give it a shot and then report back. I genuinely want to know how these things work for you. What do you think? Reach out to me on Instagram. I want to know. And then don't forget, my program Captivate is enrolling right now. It's a personal branding training that takes you through how to strategically make money being you, aka hold the attention, get the sales, all on social media. So you can enroll right now. And if you're listening past February 6th, it is available instantly. So go check out the show notes and grab that. I hope you enjoyed this conversation. If so, I would be honored if you left us a review on iTunes, or if you screenshot this and shared it on Instagram, or if you're feeling extra lovey, do both. That would be so cool. But anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful rest of your day, and I will see you here next week.